When did you quit?
I quit about 8 months ago, whenever I moved up for college.
Do you realize that right now Dr. Lucko has his hand on my ass?
Really?
And has had his hand on my ass.
Is he molesting you?
No, well, he does it all the time. He just sticks his hand down my pants and just rests it on my bottom.
Like your like
or
the cheek?
Sometimes. Oh, yeah. Just like his whole palm is just gripping
wow.
it.
Great. Why don't we give him details? How hard am I squeezing your ass right now?
Obviously really hard.
And they say gamers don't get chicks. That's right, you're listening to Warbucket Audio with a new feature, Molestation, from the big pimp McNasty himself, Dr. Lego. First, I'd like to go ahead and apologize for the show being so late. I was going through finals week, I still kind of am. Actually, I'd like to take this time out to give a mighty fuck you to my Physics 2049 professor, Dr. Brickner. Go and fuck yourself. Also, I bought myself a fancy new microphone. Before I was borrowing a nice microphone from a fine black gentleman who lives near me, but he decided since, oh, it's his microphone, he needed it back. So just guys, let me know how this sounds. And since I'm a thanking bastard, I would like to go ahead and thank everybody who emailed me. Also, the people who emailed me about things to talk about on the show, thank you as well. And guys, remember, if you want me to talk about something or answer any questions, feel free to go ahead and email me. Well, we do have a good show for you coming up. Hope you enjoy it. Before I get to gaming news, I would like to mention that Dr. Lego, Thomas B. Chillin, and I will be attending E3 because we rock. So if you guys want to go ahead and look out for us there, I'll be the Caucasian with the hair on my head. And now your gaming news. Alright, look, I know all of you guys are going to disagree with me on this because you're going to think, when was the last time they made a good game out of this franchise? And I still don't think they have made a good game yet, including this title, but god damn it! Godzilla Melee Destroy All Monsters has provided so many hours of entertainment, it's pathetic. I mean, maybe it's me living my pointless nostalgia of me loving Godzilla when I was growing up, although they are missing King Kong out of this title, which is kind of saddening, but all it is you pick your favorite monsters from many years ago, and you fight them in a big arena-based area, and all of them have their original sounds. Maybe that's why I like it, just like all those little people who love Star Wars love those shitty Star Wars games, just because they have the original score of music and all the sound effects. It's just so great. I don't know why, either. It's one of those games that it's great, but you really don't know why, and you realize it's a shitty game, but you like it anyways. And I almost feel like I'm putting my neck on the line on this one because I don't know if people are going to really trust my judgment after I tell them that Godzilla Melee is a really, really fun game. And you people think it's going to suck. Or maybe it's just a really manly game and the fucking thing's probably played by jet fighters around the world. Yeah, that's probably what it is. Jet fighters. Now, I'm so fucking happy that this title was announced and is set to reclaim its throne, but I was actually starting to see people say, hey, have you played that Counter-Strike mod Half-Life yet? Yeah, so, Half-Life 2 is announced. Not really too much is known about this game, because, I mean, I am the fucking detective of all detectives, so if anyone's gonna know, I'll know. But it's definitely looking good. I saw a few screenshots of it looking quite manly. This sexy beast is set to be shown off at E3, so I know I'll be looking forward to seeing that, but I'll let you guys know how it looks. In another sure-to-be-successful attempt to beat a dead horse, Maxis has announced that the Superstar expansion for The Sims Deluxe Edition has gone gold. In this milk-everything-for-its-worth expansion, you get a job as celebrity, rock star, movie star, model, bullshit like that. Look, I don't give a fuck about any of that shit. My concern is why is that fucking shitty-ass game always in the top 10 for the past 7,000 years? God, I wish I would read the fucking articles that, like those little Japanese people, when their little Tamagotchi died, they would go kill themselves. I wish when your fucking Sims died, I'd read articles about you killing yourselves, because you people make me fucking sick.
I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Later.
I don't know why, but this song's like one of the funniest songs where I think it's that that it goes into it. It's really funny, so I like it. So the song's really short, so I don't really have too much time to bullshit, which means I'm just going to get right into what I plan on talking about. So my internet dies, and I kind of realized that without the internet, my computer is one of the most pointless things in my room. I have no interest of anything else, unless it's on... In fact, I start going to withdrawals. If I can't get on AIM, I get nervous. Like, people wonder why I'm not on AIM. If I don't have the internet, something is wrong with my computer. There's no... I don't want the thing if it's not online. And it's weird. So what I've done is I've come to help you guys. So I've come up with a list of ideas that you guys can do when your internet dies. Alright, so first thing you can do when your internet goes down is you can read a book. I know it sounds boring, but this is actually comes second to if Tough Man Wrestling is not on TV. So if Tough Man Wrestling isn't on, then you can go ahead and read a book. That's kind of entertaining. Another thing that you guys can actually do... Now everybody... Well, fine. This is direct to 90% of males. Sorry for those females that I might offend. So, anyways. Most people, they masturbate to porn on the internet. So if your internet goes down, you can just masturbate to the porn that you've already downloaded. It's there. You might as well use it. Now, if you don't have any saved files, what you actually cheat and do is just, if you're really, really, really desperate, is go through all your internet cache files. You go through those and just look at the porn pictures saved in there. And don't worry about it. Everybody does it. So after you get done masturbating, probably what's going to end up happening is you're going to work up an appetite. My advice to you is eat and get fatter. You sit around and eat and get fat while you have the internet. There's no reason why to stop now. While you have no internet, there's no reason not to be stuffing your face with food. Now, if you're really awesome, when you went out and got something to eat, you probably went to Crystal Burger, that place that sells 25-cent burgers, and they're the most disgusting things in the world, but they come in that really cool box. What you can actually do with that box are make statues with them. I think I would like to know what I look like made out of a Crystal Burger statue box. So go ahead and take all those boxes, and instead of throwing away, make something dedicated to me. Yeah, I definitely like the sound of that. Now, if you're really desperate and you really need to speed up the process, you can do one of two things. One, you can just go to sleep. It makes it feel like time flies when you go to sleep. Or two, is just drink yourself a drunken stupor and just wake up the next morning, and you're probably going to be up by then.
The last thing you actually do, and this works really well for people who live in, like, suburban areas, is... And everyone has a little kid living next door just annoys the piss out him. All you gotta do is next time you see him outside, just think about every single time that he ran in front of your car, every single time he gave you the fingers you drove by, and just go out there and beat the living shit out of him. Now, he might be a little bit out of your weight class, but it doesn't matter, because nothing is more relieving than beating the shit out of a little annoying kid. Now, for all you people who are like, ooh, taunt wouldn't hit a kid, it's so stupid, why would even bother saying it? Think about that for a second. This fucking kid's a lot smaller than me, and a hell of a lot more annoying. It's a guaranteed win, so I would definitely beat the shit out of him. But there is one thing that I would not do, and what's really strange is you guys seem to actually enjoy doing it. And I kind of do the same thing with this show, but I see mine as entertaining. As for this, I cannot see how it could be entertaining to a chimp who scratches his ass all day, much less you guys. But you guys seem to really, really get into it. Alright, so, on with the rant.
Place your altar inwards versus human, because you want your burrow facing outwards to hit that possibly fluorescing arcane. Two peons mine gold and two on lumber for now. Be sure to funnel your peons. You want to maximize your economy, so this works best on maps where you have a diagonal base from your gold mine.
Holy shit, talk about a mouthful of boring. I don't see how anybody could sit through. Now, this shit went on for 2 hours. Two long, boring-ass hours. So I understand the concept of having this audio commentary going along with your replay. But did anyone actually listen to that guy?
So he's heading creeping now. He's not going to fast expand.
Not seeing what I'm getting at with that? We'll try this one.
Because most undead players go for mass ghouls, and Thunderclap is quite powerful.
That's right, you're starting to think of it right now, but I think this one's really, really going to help you out.
Hold on, some jackass is harassing my AOL here. Just let it run here. Anyway, the reason I take my Farseer to the middle, like...
Now, I realize I'm not the most entertaining person in the world. I don't have the greatest voice in the world. In fact, it took me a really long time to actually get used to hearing my voice on here. But these guys attempt to make it somewhat interesting. I mean, watching a replay itself, it's not really that entertaining. At least to me, it's not. And like I said, I love the idea of listening to somebody who's better than me at the game telling me, you know, word by word what to do. But when you have people talking like this...
Be sure to funnel your peons.
I mean, shit, what if somebody walked in on you and just, they're like, ew, what the hell are you listening to? And you're like, nothing. It's like worse than being caught watching porn. I mean, it's almost funny that, like, on the Warcraft replays audios, they have that manly intro that starts up when the thing starts, WarcraftReplays.com. But, and then it just goes into, well, you might want to go ahead and send those peons somewhere. I mean, one guy attempted to spice it up and loosen up the crowd with this amazing joke.
He's going for the level 6 golem to try his luck on an item. Notice I say luck.
Ha ha ha, yeah, you get his luck. Ooh. So anyways, the point is, I can get more life out of a dead moose on the side of the road than I could from these jackballs. And it's almost scary to think about how many people enjoy watching and listening to these things. I mean, maybe it's something wrong with me, but I really think that this commentator summed it up best for me.
I must have missed something. Perhaps some semen in my eye.
Now is the time for me to rise to my feet! Wipe your spit from my face, wipe these tears!
Yeah, I'm probably gonna get some backlash on that one. Actually, I almost left that whole rant out, considering that apparently there's some tie-in with some people who do great commentaries in us now. But I figured I'd throw it in there anyways. So if you really need to, go ahead and send me some hate mail about the whole issue. And speaking of hate mail, I'm probably going to get into those real soon, all the emails you guys send me. But first I'll go ahead and talk about a few new movies I saw in the past week. I actually went out and I saw Confidence, starring Ed Burns and that one chick from, what was it, Enemy at the Gates, that showed her ass, that nice ass. Yeah, she's in it. Also Dustin Hoffman. This movie probably be best described as a cheap-ass Ocean's 11. If you never saw Ocean's 11, you probably like this and its weak plot lines, but if you did see Ocean's 11, you're probably not going to like this. Pretty much same idea, has a nice big heist and then a big little, well, not really a big one, but there's a twist at the end, and it's like, oh, that's how they did it. But yeah, it wasn't too bad, but probably worth watching once or even downloading. And of course, the other movie I saw this weekend was, of course, X-Men 2. That manly-ass movie that everyone in the world wanted to see and somehow got $150 million in opening weekend. Holy shit. I don't know if that broke any records or not, but it definitely was a really good movie. I thought it was a lot better than Part 1, definitely. A lot more action in this one. The opening scene in the whole movie is like probably the best part of the whole movie. I think I was a little redundant on that one. But anyways, Nightcrawler just goes around kicking some ass. I didn't really like how they made him like a German pansy throughout the whole movie. But still, he was able to handle business, and then Wolverine just hack and slashing everyone else up. That was kind of cool. Probably the only thing I would have asked for more of was mutant versus mutant fight scenes. I mean, the whole movie was kind of cool, and there was just, like, mutants beating the shit out of a whole bunch of humans, but still, nothing's better than a mutant versus mutant ass-beating scene. But it was a good movie. Definitely worth seeing in the movie theater, though. Well, anyways, I think if I actually keep talking, I'll finish this whole song that's playing in the background right now, and I wouldn't want to do that. So I'm going to go ahead and flip on to some emails I got from you guys. All right, so here we go. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and start this with the equally as intelligent email as I did on the last time. So Lamb007 says, I'm an ass man. Taunt, please tell us if you're a boob or an ass man. Now, while I do enjoy a nice round ass, it's kind of hard to like something that all it does is shit. It's just that whole thought of a big piece of shit coming out of something. It's not really much of a turn-on. Boobs, however, bring the gift of life. So I kind of like those a little bit better. Chris Thomas writes, how do you feel about people hacking or scamming on MMORPGs? Actually, this is one of the main reasons why I don't play those stupid-ass fucking games. That and the lovely $10 charge that comes with it. But seriously, you have to pay to play something. And then you're stuck with the annoyances of people hacking. If you're going to have to pay for the thing, they better make it so you can't fucking hack the game. That's another reason why I don't like Counter-Strike, is because all the little fucking hackers, I think it's the greatest thing in the world to make it so they press a button and you die. It's really fun. Woo-wow. Yeah, so that's why I think about that shit. Next email is a two-part email from Remedy for Life. He says, I was wondering if you play what is known as kiddie games such as Smash Brothers, and what do you think of anime? No, I don't play kiddie games. I'm a man. Whew! I do kind of own Pikmin, but that was given to me. I swear I've never played it. As for anime, it's 90% shit. I have seen a few animes that I liked, but I hate all the other anime where it's just some these people with a big head and just a mouse open and close really quickly, blah, 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 and they do some stupid crap and they're like, ah! It's just annoying, so I don't really care for anime too much. But I did like the Animatrix. That was quite manly. But all that other stupid shit like Sailor Moon could suck my ass. Stupid Penguin would like to know, what are my thoughts on books based on games? Personally, I think this is the gayest fucking thing I've ever seen. There is absolutely no point to buy a book based on a game. It is so... it digs under my skin to see, oh look, it's Diablo the book. Oh look, it's Warcraft 3 the book. Doom the book. No, it's a fucking game. It was never meant to be a book. All it is another cheap way to suck the fucking thing dry for what it's worth. Alright, so as for one of the few people who write useful emails, and seems to be everyone else's favorite, Quake Girl has sent me another email. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it was a nice long paragraph. It'll take the whole show, so I'll go ahead and summarize it. She writes about, actually, World of Warcraft coming out, and the fact that they really need to move their ass because no one really knows when the game's coming out, and pretty much they're basically their competition being Star Wars Galaxy, which everyone knows is in beta right now, is right around the corner. So the fact that she thinks that they really need to get that shit into beta now in order to get it out if they want to end up beating Star Wars Galaxy. I kind of disagree with this on two levels. One, simply because when was the last time there was a good game with the Star Wars franchise? I don't trust that MMORPG for shit. Even though some people say, like, oh, Jedi Knight was really cool, I thought it sucked. And two, I think everybody in the world trusts Blizzard, and the fact, and even for this, they could probably charge $90 for the game, charge you $20 a month, and it'll probably still be the most popular MMORPG out there. It doesn't matter how much they charge, or what time it comes out, or wherever else is out, everyone's gonna play whatever Blizzard releases, because everyone's Blizzard's bitch. It's easy as that. God, that's such a great song. I love it. Anyways, this is going to go ahead and wrap it up for me. I really hope you guys enjoyed the show. Also, please go ahead and email me any comments you have. If you liked me, if you hated me, if you want me dead on the side of the street, please let me know. Also, if you want to email me any comments you'd like for me to mention on the show, feel free to as well. Also, I'm supposed to say that Willow is really cool, and as for the hell of it, Pop Pop can be cool too. So, like I said, I really hope you enjoyed the show. No promises, but I am going to try to get another show out before I do head off for E3. Also, we're hopefully going to have a nice E3 special, which will be featuring Dr. Lego and Thomas Be Chillin', because that's where I'll be together. So, until next week, kids, I'll talk to you later. See ya.
I must have missed something. Perhaps some semen in my eye.